Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is Moses Moody, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Moses. Evan in for Steiny. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Still feeling a little bit under the weather. Guru's here as always. I think you might have been a little tough on Moses today.
I stand on it, E.
I know.
I hold him to a higher standard, and a lot of times when I watch him play, he's eating just like, and he's not the only one, off of the chef. Because the attention's on the chef, so then you carve your niche out. And remember, I'm like, man, he's gunning. But then when that D was on him, that furnace was on him, I felt like he was hesitant to even put it on the floor. And real quick, this from my boy Squirt, my Harry. You got to find one. Okay. Tell me if this is unfair about last night.
Yeah.
Post had 5 turnovers, exclamation point. Them dudes look like a 6th grade CYO team, throwing the ball all over the gym. It was ridiculous. Pods needs to get with Phil Handy. Dude can't finish in the paint. That is a part of Pod's game that I feel like is going the other way. I thought it was better. He's not finishing, E.
I think for the first time, he's starting to doubt himself.
And that might be what I'm... There's some hesitancy.
Like, he had...
That's a man, E.
3 air balls last night.
Yeah.
It feels like he's airballing more than ever before. And
that's interesting. I ain't mad at him.
Pods is one of those players that when the ball's going in, like when he makes threes,
we going. Let's go.
It fixes a lot of things. Like the last half of the season last year, when he shot 41% from three, it looked a lot better than it's looking now because he's bricking everything.
Man.
But here's Steve Kerr after the game.
All right.
So they lost last night in Miami, 110-96. They're up by 2 going into the fourth quarter. To me, that was a little bit of a mirage. They got absolutely ran out of the gym in the fourth quarter. They turned the ball over 9 times, led to umpteen points for the Heat. Here's Kerr talking about the turnover problems.
I'm very, very confident that we will get that turned around. We got it turned around last year after we got Jimmy. Got our turnovers way back. So that's going to be the focus when we get home. We're 8-0 when we win the turnover battle, and I think 1-8. when we don't. So it's pretty clear cut. We have to do a better job of, as coaches, of giving the guys better, you know, spacing and cutting and teaching it better so that the decisions become easier. And then they've got to do a better job of just making simple decisions.
That seems to be the crux of the issue.
Yeah, but this is happening now with Jimmy, and he's the one taking the best care of the ball to me. But okay, I hear you, Coach, and hopefully, you know, starting tomorrow night against Portland, we'll be at the game. Nobody asked, but hopefully it starts there. But, Evan, I'm going to tell you this, and you tell me what you think, because I'm throwing everything. I used to be in sales, and when you were struggling and on a PIP, it's a performance improvement plan, and if you don't get better, you're fired.
Yeah.
Just imagine that pressure. I've been in pressure. I've seen people cry and lose their job. Bottom line is, what could the Warriors do to try to get Bam? I was just looking at Bam last night, and I'm like, man.
You could pray.
But that's so unrealistic to you. Bam, Bam. if you could get him in, I don't know what to make of Miami, but man, Evan,
I guess I would wonder why the Miami Heat would trade him.
Okay.
I mean, he's,
because I don't know what they are. They were nothing last year in the play-in, got embarrassed.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, look,
well,
maybe
you got Powell, so
well, maybe
you ain't
they
throwing
get
in
off
the towel.
Contract.
Norman Powell. So why can't we have a Norman Powell? That's what I guess I'm asking for. A bona fide polished score.
Well,
the Clippers miss him.
It's funny you brought up Norman Powell because we were talking about it before the show. The game in 2022 that the Warriors won, which ended up being a huge game because it was the difference between them getting, I think it was home court in the playoffs and not having
okay.
it. In 2020,
right. okay.
the year they won the championship.
All right, go ahead. Right.
So they ended up with, oh, that's right, in the NBA Finals. It ended up being the difference between them having home court in the NBA Finals and not against the Boston
wow.
Celtics. That game, Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga,
JP,
Damian Lee, Andrew Wiggins, and Kevon Looney, and a few other guys. Basically, like, they had no Curry, had no Dre. They went into Miami, and they beat Bam Adebayo.
Look at you. All right.
Jimmy Butler.
All right.
Tyler Hero. They beat the Miami Heat starters.
That's good stuff.
In a game that made a difference in a potential playoff format. Nobody on the floor last night resembles any one of those guys that could step out there and steal a game when you have supposedly no chance.
Is that on the players because they're giving you your all, or do I go upstairs and take the elevator upstairs at Mike D's desk?
Well, it's on both. Like, I think the players, you would hope, you know, in year three or four could have developed to the point where they could go out and be competitive in a game. And I get they were through three quarters, but in the fourth quarter, I think that the Heat just kind of turned it on and left him in the dust. So it's on the players, but you're right. It's also probably on management a little bit, not looking at this team as realistically as it should have.
Like, tell me if I'm being unfair, Ian. Buddy was 4-15 from deep. I don't know what you made of his night.
Buddy got shots up last night.
30% on the year. He did 4-15, 7-20 from the field. But, E, am I by myself? Do you think that I'm not feeling confident about the others now like I once did?
Well, I understand the confidence being shaken, but those are the guys that the Warriors have to try to win games with. I mean, the reality is they can't change those players. And that's what I think is again, frustrating about watching the inconsistencies of this team, because as much as I thought Pods did not look very good last night, he also helped them win in San Antonio. Gary Payton II,
both of them,
has had some
threes.
Good games.
Yeah.
And has had some bad games. And I'm just like, can we get any flat line out of any of these players?
What would you take away? Because we've whispered nothing, but just we've given him daisies, this guy, and thrown him at his feet. Will Richard, he's a rookie. I think he's already ahead of schedule.
He had 0 points last night.
And a team high minus 25. And I've just noted the last 3 to 4 games, I'm not. He's invincible to my ire. I'm just what I thought he was. You get what I'm saying? What I thought he was, Evan, is like he's a rookie, and I just feel like he's coming back to earth just a bit. And last night was a game to where the Will Richard early, I thought would have, you know, made mince meat with that opportunity he did last night. And I just, Evan, it's not bad. He's a rookie, but I was, we got super duper excited, and I'm just wondering what you saw or what you've been seeing from him.
I think he's a player who's dependent on other players.
And are they giving him too much by starting him?
Well, no, because
thing.
Look, they kind of had to start him because there wasn't anybody else that took control, took care of the ball. That's, again, what Kerr is saying is he's going to play guys who take care of the ball. That's why Moses starts. That's why Will Richard starts next to the other guys in Jimmy Butler who does take care of the ball. The two guys who don't, the turnover twins, Curry and Draymond,
well, damn,
are the guys who they have to have out there because they're their best players, and they just have to live with those turnovers. Like, some people might view it as hypocritical, but the reality is Curry and Draymond give you the best chance to win. That's what the head coach thinks.
All
and
right.
So that's why they're going to play as much as they do and have Rain to turn the ball over as much as they turn the ball over.
Yeah, you mentioned our guys, Bonte and Fetsis. I had them on after the game last night, and, you know, this didn't come out of their mouths, but it came out of Kerr's mouth, and I feel like just in Dub Nation, I'm hearing it. What up, B? But Evan, you went 3-3 on the road trip.
Yep.
You won the 2 in San Antonio. okay, some people are trying to sell me on the frequent flyer miles and how, you know, in regard to the map and where this team's had to travel and what they've had to endure, 3-3 on that road trip is fine. But after 17 games, I'm asking you because I'm not satisfied. I need a snicker. They're 9-8. I don't like that.
Well, especially when you've lost a couple games. Okay, like they weren't supposed to win last night. Let's just be honest.
Totally.
You were not supposed to win that game last night.
Where were you going with the – I think I know where you're going down my street with Indiana and Milwaukee.
You should have won at least one of those games. Well, certainly the Indiana game. That one, to me, is the lone game that's just inexcusable at this point. Considering they have literally not won another game until last night when they beat the Charlotte Hornets. That team has two wins and one of them against you. That's a bad look. 888-957-9570 is the number. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Getting Zimt for Steinmetz with Goo. Let's go to Big Smooth, who's in Oakland.
My man.
Big Smooth, good morning, man. What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. So, listen, a lot to say, but here's what I'll start with. Mike Dunleavy has already settled on his next trade. It's already done. We know how long it takes these deals to get through. They already know what they're doing. And Steve Kerr, I think he talks about he knows what this team's going to look like. We're going to add Melton, who's a better ball handler than what we currently have. And he's going to add Seth Curry, two better ball handlers. So we'll have better ball handling. But here's my thing, guys. The Kuminga is not a conundrum anymore. Listen, he doesn't want to play the type of ball that the Warriors play. Steve Kerr has been consistent in this. Pass, swing, swing, shoot. The reason why his turnovers are high, because he's trying to get the ball, move. He doesn't have that kind of handle. So he dribbles it right to the opponent. If you're watching the games, you see that. That's just a fact. I don't know why we're so – listen, he's a good player. He's not a great player. And he has to be moved so we can get – we need an inside presence, man.
Man.
If you're watching, it's like, Anthony Black? What the heck? This guy's running in there.
I'm with you.
Nobody's even jumping. What are we doing,
man? With you, man.
We need the big fella. Listen, we're not going to get an awesome big fella right now. It's going to be a trade. We're going to have to see what teams are going to give up. And then we're going to have to get somebody. If we can get Bam, which I doubt, okay, wonderful. AD, wonderful. But somebody's out there that they're already pursuing. But this team, I think Steve is okay because he knows this team is not going to look like this. And I'm sorry, if we got a package of Kuminga and somebody else, and if it's Pods, I don't see what Pods would take away from us right now. I don't see no Pods. Now we don't have what? What would you say we don't have? If you take away Pods, you can say, okay, now who's going to take charge?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Charges. If that's all he's... Come on, man. I like pods.
Now, Smooth, you on fire cooking, but you got to put some respect on his ability to bring the ball up, man.
Come on, man. Goo, are you serious? His ability to bring the ball up, they're targeting him. What game are you watching? They're targeting pods when he's bringing the ball up. Do you not see him pick up his dribble? Goo, who are you watching, man?
No.
Pods, what are you saying? Pods is a ball handler? Are you kidding me?
That's his role on this team. So, hey, I love the energy. You can't get mad at me. I'm just telling you, for the last year and a half, that's the role he's been in. I'm with you. He's picking up the dribble, driving in, second-guessing, throwing it back out, turnover. But let's not front on the assignment or the job detail, Evan, that they've given pods, and that's to bring the rock up. That's just what I've seen the last year and a half.
We're getting too emotionally attached to players we don't know.
No, see, I'm not
good at it.
Yeah, I'm
Are
not.
We gonna stop
yes.
lying to ourselves?
I'm not attached
He's
to pods.
Not good at
yeah,
it.
No, I didn't say that. I said that's what role they have him in. So that's an indictment.
Okay. I'm saying he's not good at it.
Okay, got you, got you.
He's not good at it.
I got you.
Thanks, Big. Yeah, no, I got you, Big Smooth.
Yeah, I'm not condoning, Evan. You know, I said Paz shouldn't be starting.
No, like, do I ideally want Paz to play 30 minutes a game?
No.
But I also don't want Pat Spencer to play 30 minutes a game. And God love Pat Spencer. Last night, he was probably the brightest part of that game.
But what did you say about Pat? And I love him.
You know why he takes care of the ball?
Tell me, Evan, this was great.
Because they don't guard him.
Wow, man.
He can't shoot.
Wowie.
So every single defender is 5 feet away from him.
Man, Evan.
That's why he takes care of the ball. The moment he has to try and... You've seen it. Every single time that he gets put into a role where he has to really try and make something happen over a long period of time, the Warriors get into trouble. Like, I think Pat played a really good game last night. He gives them some energy, but if he's your backup point guard, I also think you're in trouble. I'm not saying one or the other's a great solution.
Evan, my feelings are hurt again, not positive, but G-Mo in the chat says, Guru gives points on the test for writing your name in the top. What does that mean? I didn't tell you. I was just telling you how they're forcing pods down our throat and what they've used him for, and Curry deserves better. We've been on that page, and they're not phasing out. He's not starting anymore. So I was just telling Smooth what we're watching. Not that I'm condoning or saying we need more of it, and he's so right. And I told you and Steiny this. Evan, the days of us, the Warriors, being a one-trick pony are over. We need some body punches. We need some options down low. And I know you could tell me, Goo, the game's changed, but I know what I'm talking. Anthony Black, it's just a layup line. We have nobody to put anybody on their ass most nights coming down the paint.
No, and I actually don't think it's, well, I mean, you would love to have a big man.
Cliff
you'd love
Ray.
To have Cliff.
At
least he rebounds the ball.
Yeah.
Although last night, everyone's telling me, we got 62 rebounds. Yeah, it's because he missed 65 shots.
Yeah, that
was a lot of available rebounds
Brick
in that
City.
Game. When they're throwing bricks off the board. And also, too, like the only good rebounder in last night's game was Khalil Ware.
Yeah.
He had 16
He's
rebounds.
He's 9 feet, but I hear you.
Yeah, but he had 16 rebounds in, what, 19 minutes?
What, a TJ, minutes? TAG was in TJD was in double figures, right?
Yeah, he had 12 rebounds,
yeah.
7 offensive rebounds, which, again, because a lot of these bricks that they're throwing up.
Oh, man.
In 25 minutes. Look, I think the issue I think people have with pods is, I don't know if you consider him a, you know, if he's loose with the ball or what. But the biggest issue that I've found is he hasn't gotten a lot better since he came into the league.
He's the same guy. No doubt.
I think he does things well. I think he has, when he's shooting the ball well, he obviously looks a lot better than when he's not. Because last night, again, there's three air balls. But he hasn't gotten markedly better since his rookie season. And that's kind of, again, where the Warriors, I think, have fallen short with their younger players is they've stepped into the league, and we haven't seen them consistently put together performances that makes you say, damn, he's way better than the year before.
I love it. And you wait for some players to make the adjustment to the adjustment, and it just seems like pods, they've made the adjustment to what he was doing and, you know, being successful with. You could go to last season or whatnot, but now, I mean, he's not starting, and he started yesterday, so I'm not throwing it all at him, but, man, I mean, it's apparent until January and that date does come, I think you meant the 6th or 16th, Evan. I mean, you need Kuminga out here quick, fast, and in a hurry, I mean, because this is a game of the young man, and right now the Warriors, you know, are dependent on three OGs.
This is from K-Way For Real, donating $10 to say, nobody wants to come play for Steve Kerr and this system. Well, the player is not 39 years old. It's been reported we've been turned down by many players. We've squandered talent, and Kerr is set in his ways. Used to be's don't make money. Thanks for the donation. I mean, I think there is something to that from the stand. I don't know if the players don't want to come play here, but I do think it's difficult to play in this system because when you look around the NBA, it's kind of the same brand of basketball. There's a lot of pick and roll. There is a lot of drive and kick.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of plays the same way. The Warriors play differently. And that has also resulted in winning four championships. But the way that they play is centered around the three guys who didn't play last night. When they don't have those players, or those players aren't playing well, the Warriors don't look right.
No doubt. And that's why I didn't give them – I'm going to be honest, Evan. I don't think we talked about it yesterday. We may have. I didn't give them a chance to beat Miami. I mean, they played hard. But to Big Smooth's point, and we'll never know this, do you think the Warriors have somebody in mind? Like he was – I got to be careful because he was saying they think they got somebody in mind if they wanted to move Kuminga and get frisky. But you mentioned Trey Murphy from New Orleans. Oh, my God, go to the airport and pick him up, E.
Yeah, if you could flip Kuminga for Trey Murphy somehow, man. I think that would be a great trade. But I don't know if New Orleans would want to do that. Mm. You know, and I don't know. Maybe they'd have to throw in a pick or two. I'm not sure if they'd want to do that because the Warriors are reluctant to give up a lot that is going to contribute to their future. All right, let's go to Marv, who's in Livermore.
Marv.
That's an interesting thought. Marv, good morning, man. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, not much. Good show, fellas. I think there's a little different perspective from what Jimmy Butler was saying, and even Draymond, is I think Steve Kerr is living in the past because there's only one Steph Curry. And when Steph Curry in the championship years went on the bench, then you had the second best shooter of all time still out there able to run the plays that they run. And so Steve Kerr is asking JK to buy in to a system that nobody on that team can do successfully, not even Jimmy Butler. So Jimmy Butler is saying, dude, get us some more ISOs, let him work, let him get to work early in the season so he'll be ready for the playoffs. So Steve Kerr, to me, is wrong on two fronts. And it was on your guys' radio station that Steve Kerr said Pods was a playmaker. He's a connector. He's only a playmaker and connector when Steph is on the floor, and he's a good passer to Steph. But when you watch him with the second team, you see his flaws. And so Pods cannot be what Steve Kerr wants, which is the third best offensive player on the team. He doesn't have that talent. JK does, but JK, his strengths are different from what Steve Kerr wants. And for whatever reason, Steve Kerr does not want to make an adjustment to fit JK into the system. Hence, all the callers know all JK's flaws, but all of our eyes see the flaws in Pod's game. Like, what are you talking about? It's not right. So that's, for me, what I get from Butler saying, hey, he's under my wing. We know what he can do. Even Draymond, again, why take him out of the starting lineup? Let him learn. Let him make mistakes, because we're not getting anything from Horford. Post, all he can do is shoot, can't do anything else. Moody, he started on fire, but he's not the guy. J.K. can be a better guy, but he won't be exactly what the Warriors used 4 years ago or 5 years ago. So I think Steve Kerr needs to make the adjustment, not the other way around.
Hey Marv, can I ask you this? So when they were 4-1 those first five games of the season, did you feel like Kerr was adjusting to Kuminga or Kuminga was adjusted to Kerr?
I think Kuminga was adjusting to Kerr, but you know, in the NBA early season, guys are getting set and teams can't adjust. You know, they like, oh, here we go. I think the NBA is so game to game, where teams make adjustments, throw you off, which is so. It was a mirage kind of that. Hey, he was playing like Kerr wanted, right? But when he made mistakes, he would still get put on the bench, even though they were winning. And so that's why I'm like, I don't think Kerr will make that adjustment. Like Guru said, you can't have J.K. or any player looking over their shoulder if they're making mistakes, thinking they're going to get pulled, because you can't be at your best because you're overthinking a game you've played for most of your life.
I got you. I got you, Marv. I mean,
I would say
yes and no, though.
All right.
Those first five games, he was looking over his shoulder, and there was no one there because they were winning. Like, Kuminga was helping him, or helping the team, doing what they had asked of him. Now, he brought up an interesting point about Kerr and the system, which Jimmy also discussed as being, all right, well, maybe if Kuminga is coming off the bench, maybe we do just run a bunch of pick and rolls. We run a lot of isolation stuff. My question would be, when Jonathan has had the chance, just looking at him, to play, to cook, to do all these things, has he shown you consistently he's going to do them well? Like, is he an efficient isolation player? I know Jimmy Butler is. I know Jimmy Butler can play iso ball.
No, he's trying to get there.
Have time for him to figure out if he can get there. Yeah, there's 500.
Yeah, it's been 5 years, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings with you in for Matt Steinmetz. Feeling a little bit under the weather. Guru's here with you as well. Clifford Wright coming up in about 45 minutes here on 95.7 The Game. 1975 Warriors champion. He's going to be honored tomorrow at Chase Center along with the rest of the 1975 team. All right, coming up Monday, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers, and we'll be right at Laughing Monk Brewing in the heart of Sunnyvale. So come on down. It's about a two-mile trek from the stadium, but fortunately for you, we have a free shuttle to and from Levi's. If you go to 957thegame.com right now to sign up, seats are filling up fast. Willard and Dibs will get you ready for the game beginning at 2 o'clock. So leading you up until the 5:15 Monday night kick, there's great food, great drinks, great time. And again, to get on that free shuttle, 957thegame.com is where you want to be. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
No Jimmy, or no Steiny. Good Lord. Evan Giddings in for Steiny. Guru's here with us. We got Clifford Wright coming up in about 40 minutes. Again, 1975 champ for the Golden State Warriors. You know, I do like listening or reading Jimmy Butler talking about ball, because the guy, he is only about one thing, and that's winning. And although I disagree sometimes with his methods and how he wants to get to winning, or what he does when he doesn't feel like those around him are aligned in winning, but he's got some interesting thoughts. I'll say that.
Yeah, and here I go, Evan, letting you down, but I'm going to try, because I know you're a movie buff, and we got the movie club. It was Julia Roberts. She was a tree lover, and there was this one tree they were going to take down, and they got the tractor and everything. And then she goes in front of the tree and like, if you take the tree, you got to take me. You've seen that before, right? I'm wondering if push comes to shove. I love what Jimmy's doing for JK.
Is he going to get in front of the tree?
Is he going to get in front of the tree? And I believe he's rooting for JK to work. But Evan, how far will it go? If that day does come and Big Smooth is right, Big Smooth is right about you know, something's going to pop off, and I wouldn't be shocked, but is Jimmy going to jump in on just like you said, in front of the tree, like, nah, you can't do it?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, I think Jimmy, like, he's There's no malice. There's never going to be anything, you know, negative towards Jonathan. I think he legitimately wants to help him. I do think he sees some of himself in him from the standpoint of Kuminga wants more than he currently has. Jimmy Butler has been in
but
a situation.
You gotta earn that, real quick. You gotta earn that, JK.
No, but the question is, has he been given a fair chance to? And that
How would you answer?
I would say yes. And more often than not, I feel like I've been left wanting more. But to Jimmy Butler's point, when he was talking to Anthony Slater of ESPN about this, he recognizes, just like you did watching the Orlando game, and maybe last night, that there's a void on this team. They are devoid of athleticism and someone who can apply pressure to the rim. Now, I don't think that Jonathan Kuminga is the greatest at doing those things, but he's certainly better than what they have and certainly better than what they saw, what we saw last night. There was no one who could do that. And I'm not saying they beat the Heat if JK's out there. I'm not saying they beat Orlando if JK's out there. But I understand that Jimmy's looking around and saying, if we want the best chance to win, where is this glaring need for our team? Well, we are not that explosive, and we don't have a ton of athletes. Enter Jonathan Kuminga. So I got to help him realize his potential in order to help the team. And if Jimmy Butler finds out in the next 2 months that he can't do that, or it's just not working, I don't think he's going to be sad if the Warriors end up trading him.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, he's on a quest to get his first title, Jimmy Butler. And then, you know, just as a fan, I keep going through this cycle, this roller coaster of, damn, Evan, you know, it's November and now I'm getting lightweight excited if somehow, you know, Kuminga and the Warriors didn't mesh before January and there were a trade. You know, now I'm getting excited on the possibilities of who it could be. But in that piece, I did find it fascinating. And my favorite part, you might be like, dude, what are you talking about? When Jimmy orchestrated that private workout at his spot in San Diego,
yep.
And JK had the contract things going on, and he couldn't make it. But Jimmy understood that, you know, no hard feelings. And, you know, talked to him, gave him an ear, gave him advice. But my answer to the question that you said, you think he's got a fair shake? What if I told you I'm going to do my Stani? I'm on the fence on that because I do wonder, and I mean this, Evan, the days of Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome, had those minutes been to Jonathan Kuminga, would he be more confident? Would he be more polished now? And Kerr did what he did for a reason, but I do wonder, man, had you just not, I'm not asking for handouts, just committed to the future development of maybe Moody and Jonathan Kuminga, where he would be today. And that's what it could have, should have, but I'm just like, man, that did happen, E.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it means he would be an all-star right now. He might be further along, but I'll say this. When has Steve Kerr ever been committed to the future?
Well, James Wiseman's the only one. He came in and started.
That's the well, because he had to, because that year they weren't trying to win. But I think that's the rift that I sometimes wonder about. If there is one between management and the coaching staff, because Steve Kerr's job as head coach is to win basketball games. It's the front office's job to worry about everything past, present, future. And they have, I think, played a hand more often than not of, well, we'll have one eye on now and one eye on the future.
Mm.
And you're kind of left wondering if you're maximizing either.
Wow,
and that's why the whole Anthony Lamb, Ty Jerome thing, I understand that was BS to a lot of people, but it was one eye on now and one eye on the future. And sometimes you lose track of both when you're trying to do that.
Yeah, and Evan, I hear you loud and clear. We do. And this team's 9-8, one game over 500. So this is, let me just tell you this, Evan, to me, this is not last year in the second half because that was immaculate. That was everything changed.
Well,
it was,
do you
like
think
Jimmy
they can get back to playing
I'm
like
hoping,
that?
I'm hoping. And that's why I guess I'm a little somber and down that through 17, and Stani told me, where's that magic that I saw? Like, this is the worst 17-game stretch with Jimmy, but it's a new year, 82 games. You got to pace yourself. So call me a fool, Evan. I see it in your eyes, and I won't be upset to think they were going to pick up regular season-wise right where they left off, where everything changed.
Well, I'm not dismissing the possibility of them also playing a 23-8 stretch at some point this season. And maybe it's the end of the season, because that's been the entire goal for this year, is to have these players playing at their best.
Right? And that's what I thought we were trying to avoid.
Yeah, but these players, to me...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
The foolish part would be to expect these players to play that level of basketball for 82 games. They didn't do it last year. There's a reason why Curry played the best basketball of his season in the last 30 games. And yes, it's because Jimmy's
A good point.
But if Jimmy was here for the whole year, Steph wouldn't have been shooting 50, 40, 90 for six straight months. I just don't think that he's capable of doing that anymore at his age. And that's why we're seeing the 500 basketball fluctuate between beating San Antonio, losing to Orlando, not having guys in for Miami, because they're running this marathon. They're trying to be,
give it to me.
Rabbit in the hair. They're the tortoise right now. They're trying to win the long race.
Wow.
They cannot approach this race like the hare. Otherwise, they're going to flame out. And I think they know that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to City Boy.
Boy's
in the city. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, guys. I'm good. Thank you. How you doing?
All right.
Awesome,
hey, City
man.
Boy, don't hang up because I got something for you at the end. It's random, but go ahead.
All right, cool. Right on. The Dubs at 9-8, I mean, did we want to be a game or two better? Of course. But Steph missed a few games being sick. You know, obviously you got to rest a little bit too. He's had some phenomenal games. I mean, I'm an optimist on this. I've heard a number of people in your guys' line of work basically say that this is one of the hardest schedules they've ever seen to start a season for the oldest team in the league. That's kind of a recipe for disaster, and they've weathered the storm. They made it through the stretch. Now we have to see if they can, make up some ground when the schedule eases up a little bit. So I trust that they'll do that. Hopefully Melton will come back and be healthy. And I think a trade is imminent. I mean, I kind of agree. It just doesn't seem like JK is a fit. I mean, I was rooting for the guy. I wanted him to be here long-term, but But I'll tell you what, it looks like he's probably on his way out the door. And they got to get a guy like, I mean, you have to be realistic. I'd love to see a superstar come in here and help. But, you know, Daniel Gafford or Zubac or Nick Claxton or, you know, just get him some size, some rebounding, some shot blocking, and then add Melton and Seth Curry, and we'll see where they go. And the other thing I want to say that is really heartening for a playoff run, if they should get there and get into a series or two or three, is Stephen Curry still has the ability to be, you know, a star of stars, you know, and that's what you need to win a championship. You're not going to win a chip without a guy that can put you on his shoulders and take on the best players and the best teams in the league and just have, you know, and just destroy them. And I mean, Steph is still that guy, which is phenomenal. I mean, it's unbelievable, really, but he still has that in him. And so I'll hold out hope that if we can get to the playoffs, I mean, you know, but he's got to get the rest. And I thought they should have played the starters yesterday and benched him in Orlando, by the way, because they had a shot at a 4-2 road trip. And I don't understand why you want to play everybody against Orlando when you know that they're a really good home team. They're a great defensive team. And that would have been a layup yesterday if they would have played the starters and they'd be 10-8. And I just don't understand. I know they want to give them probably 2 days off in a row and all that, but I would have sat the guys on the front end of that back-to-back, and we would have had an easy win yesterday and be 10-8. I don't understand giving up games, just giving up games like that. So that's the only thing I didn't like yesterday.
Well, City Boy, do you think that they looked at Orlando not with Paolo Banchero and said that's a game we can get?
Well, that's a mistake then, isn't it? Because that team is athletic.
Wow.
They're a playoff team. They're one of the best defensive teams in the league. I mean, if they really thought that, then they should have known better, because that's a good team. You know, what were they, top four seed last year? I mean,
they also beat him last year.
Paolo Banchero's great. Well, they also didn't have Desmond Bane last year, and I think he had 5 steals the other night.
He was balling.
Everybody had 5 steals.
Well, whatever, but I mean, that's the point, isn't it? I mean, Orlando is no pushover, and I think Miami would have been if we would have played our starters yesterday. So, I don't agree with that. I think that Orlando is, with or without Paolo Banchero, is, especially at home, right? They're a young team. What do young teams do well? They play well at home. They wanted that one, and they took it from us, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I wasn't going to run this by him. I ran into City Boy in the streets, and we had a conversation. I remember all our conversations. And I know Evan knows where I stand on this subject matter, but man, you hurt me because you sent me you hit me on social media and you said, "Goo, we just had a conversation about pods." And then moments later, you kind of said something different. That hurt me and cut me, but I've been clear. He was given too much. And I think they know now he's not starting, but every time I bring him up, City Boy, I don't know what's coming out of my mouth to make people sound, you know, where I'm selling them like he's Steve Nash. I know his limitations, and the team's growing, and now he's not starting, so they see it.
I think I took umbrage with you said something like I'm his biggest hater or something. You said something a little excessive.
Okay,
you know,
that's me.
I do root for the guy.
Okay.
I just think he's an 8 to 20 minute guy. Like his minutes should be somewhere between 8 and 20, depending on the given night. And I don't think that's disrespect. Honestly, he would take it that way. I don't think it's disrespectful to, you know, I mean, I don't think he's the end of the bench guy either, but he should be playing 8 to 20 minutes depending on the opponent and what's going on that night.
All
but,
right.
You know,
I got you.
Yeah, but I'm not a hater.
I got you. Either am I.
I want him to succeed.
Thanks, City Boy. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Well,
we root for all Warriors, man. We do. I do, Evan.
But what he said, like, that's not about pods,
yeah, okay.
The previous thing. To me, that's a problem. If you're looking at the schedule and saying,
I didn't like it.
Well, we have a better chance to beat this team, and so we should sit, like,
I don't like
you
that.
You can't play the schedule like that.
No doubt.
You got to go out there and try and beat teams when you have guys.
Yeah, that's real talk.
Plus, also, I think one of the reasons Miami looked so bad last night is because they were playing a bunch of back-end players.
I totally got you.
They didn't take that game seriously until the fourth quarter.
No, facts.
I mean, would they have a better chance to beat Miami than Orlando? Perhaps. I also think it's easy to say that because we watched the game.
Evan, I know we got a great Warrior big man coming up in Clifford Ray, but man, when City Boy just starts saying those names, and I know some of them are a pipe dream or are not available, but Evan, I just almost want to come give you a basketball hug because I'm just waiting for that next iteration of a Warrior big. Not Kareem, not Shaq, but a Gafford, somebody that can cause ruckus down there. We are so one-dimensional, and it's like, and to what he said, you tell me what you think. Since Jimmy's come to town, Evan, and I'm using these 17, I've seen Steph carry Jimmy more than Jimmy carry Steph, and it's got to be a balance, and I do wonder, Curry's showing us he can still do it, and it's unfair at times to expect him to do it every night, but my point is, I want to see Jimmy be ultra-aggressive too some nights to where Curry's in awe, like, ooh, look at him. And I'm not saying Jimmy's just half-assing, but we need that concoction currently with what we have. It just can't be Steph saving us.
Well, to be fair, Jimmy Butler was the best player against Orlando.
That's one game in 17 that they played. So what about the 16 others when Steph went off against
He was the best player against the Lakers. When Steph had 20 points and didn't shoot it very well on opening night. I mean, I know it's opening night, but I'm saying, like, Steph Curry's a better player than Jimmy Butler. Mm. Like, that's why he has to carry him more than Jimmy has to carry Steph. Because Steph Curry's the best player on the team. That's what the best player does. And I think Steph understands that. This ain't Durant and Curry, where Curry can take nights off and KD can go for 45.
Mm.
Jimmy Butler's 36. He can do it some nights, but against Orlando, Jimmy Butler by himself was not going to win that basketball game.
Wow, man.
He needed someone else to give him some help, and I thought that Curry had a great first half. Then he ran out of gas.
Well,
and there was no one else that could step up and make plays for him. This is, I think it's from Truth, donating $4.99 to say
$5.
Trade JK for the best possible return no matter what. Kuminga pods first. That might be what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. They may trade him. They may not. Because this is the thing, too, is if you do trade a player like that, you have to make sure the player coming in is better.
And fits. Okay.
And last year, they swung a big trade because Jimmy Butler was in a toxic situation and wanted out.
And it was
as much
perfect.
As the Heat wanted him
yeah,
out. So that's where the Warriors are able to help. Yeah, that kind of move, I don't know if that one's going to be out there.
But now, I guess I can add this to the, it was perfect. You went and won a first-round series that went 7, lost to many. Now we find out if it was perfect to see what Jimmy on his new team does through 82 games, right? This is when we decipher how great it was.
But
it was great half a season.
You're paying for playoff Jimmy, though. That's what you're paying for. And the first playoffs was, I think a pretty good return. I mean, he averaged 23-7.
In Minnesota, when Curry went down, he was nowhere to be found.
Well, you weren't going to win that series without Steph, though. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
I don't know
back
why that bothers me, though.
Why?
He's too good of a player to say that they didn't have a chance without Steph if he's the Jimmy Butler.
Well, they might have been able to win a game, but to win three games?
But he's taken two teams. One was an AFC to the finals.
When he was 28. You know, when he was 30 years old, and now he's, I don't think he's that kind of player anymore.
And that, man, maybe that's what I'm late to the party. Maybe that's what I'm having a hard time coming to grips with.
Well, okay, so he's under contract for umpteen million dollars.
Oh, it's a lot.
He plays 55 regular season games a year. That's what you're paying for. By the way, he's ahead of schedule. He's on pace to play a lot more than 55 games.
I told you.
Which is the amount of regular season games he averaged his entire career as a member of the Miami Heat. You're paying to get the best version of Jimmy in the playoffs, and if you want to say you didn't last year, that's fair. But I'm not going to expect him to just revert back. Like, Curry still has to be the guy that's starting the engine for the car. All right, let's go to Jan. Jan
Our
is
girl.
In Mountain View. Jan, good morning. What's going on? How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to point out that I think in the near future, the Warriors need to look at the next head coach and be sure that this coach is young enough and capable enough to develop young players coming into the team. Because you got to remember, Mark Jackson is the one that is responsible for, developing Curry and Draymond and whoever else was on that team to make it a championship team. And they went to the playoffs, but they lost, and then he got fired, and then they, and then Lacob goes ahead and hires Kerr, and he comes in, and everything is everything. You know, they had the defense, they had the offense, and everything, and Kerr didn't have to really do much of anything except, you know, just draw up the plan on who was going to start and finish and all of that. And then what happens? We get a lucky year back in 23, and ever since it's kind of gone downhill. And, you know, he wonders why JK can't step up and everything. Well, it's because you, I like what that caller said earlier about, you know, where they brought in Lamb and Jerome and, you know, took away their playing time. You know, J.K. and the youngsters that were on the team. Moody, I mean, you got to help develop these players instead of bringing, you know, unless they're coming on the team to stay on the team, then I don't, you know, I don't like it. And they need to make sure that the next head coach is going to be more like a Mark Jackson and help develop those players and get them in line to play for a championship. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
She's the best. People calling her the GOAT. I mean, she's the best. And that was Jan, yeah. that brought up the Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome. Not that I'm about credit, but call me Equifax.
It's a four.
Mark Jackson had the wrong offense, so Steve Kerr changed the offense, and a dynasty was born. But, yeah, you know I love Mark. But
what are we talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not happy with
9-8.
I appreciate the call.
No, can you understand Dub Nation? Okay, I love that.
I don't think people
are.
Like,
I'm never going to say, 9-8. Like, nah. That ain't how I saw it. Nah.
Yeah, all Steve Kerr did was unlock a revolutionary player.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's all he did. Okay, the Warriors are 9-8.
Okay.
But they've gone through these stretches before. Like, last year they were, what? 12 and
well, that was
12?
Different. Yeah. That it got nasty. 16? It got scary then.
Yeah.
Everybody, I thought Curry getting old before our eyes, and we all got scared. It was nasty.
Well, I do believe that this is where hopefully the season is going to look to turn because, and again, I told you yesterday, and I do believe this, like the schedule excuses are going to come to an end because I think the Warriors are going to start playing better basketball. And they'll have more time. They'll have these practices that Kerr is telling us are going to make a difference, but they kind of they have to start turning things around.
Okay.
Otherwise, there are going to be some alarms raised in that building.
Wowie.
And I think even if they start to play better, like they're still missing something. Hopefully Melton can help a little bit. You know, maybe it's
you hearing anything about Melton?
Well, he's going to be reevaluated in 10 days.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Well, no, he got ACL surgery, I think, at the beginning of December. So it'll be about a year from when he returns from his ACL tear.
And then you got to what to expect. You know, that takes time.
Yeah, he is also a guy who is kind of injury prone. So I don't know. Like, I'm not expecting for them to get insert dominant two-way player.
Yeah, I hear you, E, but you're right.
People
you're
talk about D'Anthony Melton like last year. Like, he was the reason why they were 12-4.
But he was great, though. He was great.
No, he's a good player.
And the compliment to him, Evan, is he tore his damn ACL and they wanted him back, predicated on being proactive. If you can get back from that injury, you fit like a glove. Shout out Gary Payton I.
Well, he also wanted them back because he wasn't going to get another contract.
Well, that part.
Because he's coming off a torn ACL.
I hear you.
All right, we got Clifford Ray coming up in just about 20 minutes here. High noon on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
Thanks, Jan. Evan Gettings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment is sponsored by Ceremony Ford. Ceremony Ford's year-end sales event is on right now with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, and no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. Deal ends on January 5th, so visit Ceremony Ford on Ceremony Boulevard in Colma, Daly City, or 24/7 at ceremonyford.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.